You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, this is Perry Lyons, New York City Celebrity Psychic, coming live to you from New York City. Sorry, my backdrop is tilted. Running a little late today because I got totally wiped out in the parking lot. I don't know, I hit, but my Uber driver was very nice. He said, wow, you really face planted there. I'm like, thank you. He said, but are you an athlete? You got up really fast. I'm like, no, I'm just used to being clumsy. I am an athlete, actually. I was one of the first three girls in the boys' varsity soccer team in the U.S. But that was back when we used to ride a dinosaur to practice. So we're going to do the psychic tarot weather. We're going to talk a little about eclipses because I'm hoping you can make me understand them. Because I've been talking to everybody, and the more I talk to people and the more research I do, the more confused I get. So I'm sure that's very confidence building for all you readers at home who... Readers, are you guys reading? All you lovely viewers and listeners at home who might want me to explain this to you. I've lived through a lot of eclipses. I've seen how they work. So let me see if I can sort of sum up the various things I've learned. There are lunar eclipses and solar eclipses. This is just sun or moon. Wow, I'm good. And there are new moon lunar eclipses and full moon lunar eclipses. And then the solar eclipses, we're having one on, I believe it's April 5th. April 5th or 8th. It'll be visible in New York, so come visit me. It's going to be a big, like, serious blackout. Kind of the ancients would have thought this was the end of the world. 30 minutes of absolute darkness on that day. So in case, I thought I'd tell you so you didn't think the world was coming to an end. And the eclipses astrologically, my friend Elizabeth Grace, who's a great astrologer. You should look her up. Elizabeth with an S. She does a thing called, a forecast called Grace Astrology, which I highly recommend subscribing to. Anyway, describes an eclipse as a moment in your chart. It's sort of like, do you ever read the children's book Make Way for Ducklings? It's set in Boston. And it's a true story about a famous traffic policeman who held up traffic for 5 minutes in Boston's biggest road, street, thing, because there's a mama duck and her nine ducklings trying to cross to get to the park. And there's a statue of him in that park in Boston, in fact. There's also a nude statue of Betty Davis in the same park, just so you know. You'll probably want to see the nude first, but then go look at the ducklings. Don, I'll be with you in 1 minute. I love people from Oklahoma. You're from Oklahoma City? Woo-hoo!
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's actually cold up here today.
Oh, really? Cool. I'm going to finish this story, but then I'll... So what I'd like you to do while you're waiting is close your eyes, drop your shoulders. You guys at home can do this too. Take a really deep breath and then blow out like you, through your mouth like you're blowing out a birthday candle or your whoopee cushion. It's rude sounding. But if you do this 3 or 4 times, what it does is it stimulates the vagus nerve, which regulates your central nervous system. So it's very good for calming down and getting centered and also making funny noises. If you can do all three of those, total win. Yeah. Okay, so I'll be with you in a sec. Anyway, so what Elizabeth says is that eclipses sort of pause things for a minute, like the cop with the... So the things you've been trying to work on can kind of come into being. I also have noticed that on eclipses, if it's a lunar eclipse, a woman might enter or leave your life. I know that sounds very vague. I should tell you which woman. If I was really good psychic, I'd do that. You also might get some news about something that you've been trying to do. One thing I will say that I've noticed is do not get married or make or do anything like big planning sort of thing on the day of an eclipse or a couple of days before or after, solar, lunar, or otherwise. I'll give you an example. Prince Charles and Princess Diana, well, he's King Charles now. Princess Diana got married under a lunar eclipse. Bad idea. Things did not work out well. Okay. So I'm going to quickly do the psychic tarot weather, which is just like regular weather, except less damaging to crops. And what this is starting today, it's for the next week coming up. And these are the influences that are kind of, you'll be noticing if you notice them. If you don't notice them, that's fine too. If you do notice them, send me large amounts of money in the thank you note. Okay, first one is, be thinking about what your resources are. Now, resources can be a lot of things. It can be your money, which is always a good resource. It can be you deciding to put together a book out of all your journal entries since 1992. Edit that one first, please. It can be you finding something in your house that you take to Antiques Roadshow and get $1 million for. It's a resource you may not know you have. So what I'd like you to do is think about what resources you have that you might not know about or might not be using, and how you can use them in your day-to-day life to kind of advance you or get you more money. Money's your friend. Okay. This is an interesting card. This card is the boy and girl. He's handing her, as he should, a golden cup filled with flowers. And he's already apparently handed her four other golden cups filled with flowers. We like this kid. He's got it going on. What this often means is you either might have just met somebody with whom you have a real connection, or met somebody and been like, I know you. I don't know you, but I know you. Or somebody from your past might be coming back into your life, possibly in a romantic way. So this can be, it's often a romantic spark. It might not feel like getting hit by lightning because that would be bad, because then you'd be a pile of ashes. Smoking ashes, and not really good for much. But somebody from your past might come back. It's a cool card. The last card is my favorite card to get. This is the earned happiness card. The gypsies or the Romani people call it the wish card. When you get it, you're supposed to close your eyes and make a wish. My wish involves Ryan Gosling, a metric ton of whipped cream, and that's as far as I'm going to get. So make a wish, but it also means the kind of happiness you get when you've made the right choices deliberately over a long period of time. If you're listening to the show or watching it, I just get the best people in the audience. So you're probably somebody who has tried to live with integrity and kindness. That's my feeling. Also, that color looks great on you. So this week seems to be about collecting the fruits of your good karma. Woohoo! Okay. Donna, darling, I'm ready for you. Are you all breezed up? Are you still there?
Uh-oh. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, whew, I thought we'd lost you. I almost.
Are you there?
911. Yes, right here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello, my darling. I like to connect to people through their birthdays. When is your birthday?
December 1st of 66.
Happy birthday. Oh, and you're the fire horse. So you're probably very powerful and very opinionated. I know you're very opinionated. I can hear that in you.
Sometimes, too.
Go ahead. You know, in ancient China, the girls who were born in the year of the fire horse, which happens every 60 years, were often exposed to the mountaintop because they're thought to be dangerous because girls shouldn't have that much power. That was a long time ago. Now we can have a lot of power.
Right.
And you're an Aries. I love Aries. Shout out to all my Aries friends out there, including my friend Jennifer in Mexico. Hey, I love Aries women. Aries men can be a bit much, not going to lie to you, but that's because I was engaged to two of them, not at the same time. Okay, how can I help you?
I'm just going to see what the stars and the moon hope. Anything good coming in my future, or anything, what's the outlook?
Actually, I do see something good in your future. This isn't until June, but do you have three kids?
Two. But I've got, I do have three, but that way I lost one daughter in 2020, but I'm raising my two granddaughters as my daughter. I adopted them.
Well,
and then I've got
I'm very sorry.
Yes, I've got three
kids. That's the hardest thing. What a great thing for you to do. So three kids. There you go. I was just seeing three kids around you. Congratulations. And I'm so sorry. That's the hardest thing I can imagine. She's very much with you, though. Oh, she's lovely. Wow, she's really pretty. Your late daughter. Oh.
Yes.
She loves you, and she's sorry, and she's right there. She's going to help you with some stuff, too. You can ask her. I mean, they like to be given sort of assignments on the other side. There's got a lot of time on your hands over there. So if you want help with anything, she's happy to help you. And also, when you talk to her, she can really hear you. Also, any dreams you have with her in them are visits, just so you know. I love your grandkids. They're so cute.
Yeah.
Kind of a handful, but cute. Okay.
Oh, big handful.
yeah, big handful. Wow. What a great thing for you to do. What a good person you are. Thank you. On behalf of the human race, I say thank you. Okay. You have something really nice coming up in June. Let me see if I can get more specific than really nice. I usually can't. Are you planning a trip or a vacation? Are you going to Disneyland? Can I come? I've never been.
I've never gone. I live, no. I hope to, maybe. Yeah.
Well, you've got a little unexpected money coming to you between now and June 15th.
I actually do.
What's that?
I actually do.
Yes, you do. And it's not a small sum. So feel free to send me half of that. This is thank you. I'm just kidding. Completely not kidding. But, wow, that's nice. Yeah, put some of it away because the stock market's doing really well. But you're good with money. I don't have to tell you this stuff. I would take the kids to, like, I don't know, that what's the Florida Disneyland? I want to go to the one with the Harry Potter rides. But I see you doing something like that with the kids in June, so that's nice. I'm not sure what's going on with your work life. Are you still working?
No. No.
Okay. But you do some... You really keep busy during the day because I'm not getting... When I'm not working during the day, I kick back, drink diet ginger ale, and watch all the true crime ever. But you're not like that. You get stuff done. You're very industrious. Could you come help me clean my house? I'd really appreciate that. Either you're not a romantic relationship or you've been married for so long that it's not showing up on my radar. You know, for 20 years, it kind of flatlines. Not in a bad way, it's a different kind of energy. Can you tell me if you're married or single?
I'm divorced, but I'm in a relationship.
Oh, you are? Okay. That's going to take a step up. I like what you guys have. I think he's a nice guy. If you want to get married again, I think he might ask, actually. I know he's not a very demonstrative guy, but he's really, he thinks you're awesome. Maybe I'm wrong, but I get the feeling. Yeah. I'm right. I get the feeling he's not like a showing up with flowers kind of guy. I think he's a showing up when you're in the hospital kind of guy. But he's reliable. Is that correct?
Yes, he is.
He's got kids too, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got two.
Yeah. He's got two girls. Yeah.
Two girls?
Two girls and two boys.
Oh, I'm sorry. I only picked up the one of each. Other than those kids.
Maybe because the two boys are quite old and the girls are just, one of them's birthday is this weekend.
Oh, cool.
She'll be four. Right.
Like you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You might, there's something to do with either volunteer work or maybe taking a part-time job, but it's something you're going to enjoy, keeping you busy, bringing you in money. Are you starting a side hustle of some kind? Do you bake?
Well, no. An accident in the past.
You what?
in an accident back in October of last year. Can't not the new little money coming. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm glad you're getting the money. I don't know. It feels like you're going to be doing something for other people. Not sure what it is. And you're getting a lot of appreciation for it. This doesn't start for a few months. I'm sorry, it can't be more, but you're really enjoying it. You've got a nice year coming up. I also think that your boyfriend's probably going to propose to you in September. Is that okay?
Oh, that's great, yeah.
When's his birthday?
April 12th.
Oh, two Aries.
Yeah. Now, actually, I'm Sagittarius. Mine's December 1st. December 1st is mine.
Oh, December 1st. Oh, I'm yeah, I was surprised because I was getting a colder month for him. Oh, he's a Sag. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he is.
Good guy. Yeah, that's about it. I think one of your grandkids, both of your grandkids are both, they're very bright. One of them seems to have a lot of talent in terms of like, I don't know if it's exactly artistic, it's more sort of architectural.
Oh my God. Yes, that's Abby, my oldest. She's soon to be 18. Matter of fact, April 3rd, she'll be 18.
She'd make a great architect.
Very talented.
She's very talented.
Great.
She's both artistic and organized at the same time. She's a very cool girl. Mm-hmm. The other one's very cool, too, just they're very different. Are you sure they're related? They're very different.
Oh, yes, they're different. They like dark. Yes, they are.
Yeah. But different as night and day. All right, my love. That's about all I got for you. So I think, let me know if you do wind up taking that vacation in June, because I really think it's going to be a great time. I think it might be like almost a multi-family thing, but I think you're going to have a great time. I'm sorry you had an accident, but I love your attitude. You're awesome. Our next caller is on it, too.
What's that? Wow. Baby? Okay. Okay. Donna.
Okay, darling. Thank you so much. And let me know how you're doing. I'm on Facebook under Perry Lyons, PERILYONS. We got to put that up in my screen. All right. Thank you, Donna. Take care. Love you. I love my callers. They're so cool. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
You're
how are you?
Too. Good. Nice to hear your voice. Where are you calling from?
Alberta.
Oh, cool. They slash the name of the town very quickly. It's like Red Deer or something, or Deer. Red Deer. Cool.
Yeah.
So is there just one Red Deer in the middle of the town just standing there? Is that what? Anyway, how can I help you?
I'm just wondering if you can do a general reading for me.
I would love to. Can you tell me your birthday?
February 22nd.
Oh, they're Pisces. Ooh, you're the early part of Pisces. You guys are very sensitive. You're often very pretty, too. I'm a late Pisces. We're more like trucks. We've had about three different careers so far. It seems like you've sort of switched a lot. What? Yeah. Do you switch lives every 10 years? What am I saying here? And the careers you've had are not that related to each other. And you're getting restless again. No, they're really not. I would love you to use your creative talents now. That might be more, hold on. It's funny because usually people want to know about relationships and stuff, but for you, I feel like it's your work or the way you spend your days is more important to you than relationships. I mean, relationships are important to you. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you're somebody who likes to get stuff done. Are you currently in a job?
Yeah.
Do you want to stay there?
No.
Didn't think so.
Pardon?
I didn't think so. That's why I asked. Oh, get the hell out of there. What would you like to do? I mean, if you didn't have to worry about, like, am I qualified or is there a job for this? I guess something, I think it's going to sound crazy, but something that combines social stuff with organizational stuff. You're very good with people. You're very trustworthy. You're very honest. Wow, are you honest? Holy mackerel. You sure you're a Pisces? Sorry. You'd make a good like event planner, party planner, something like that. Are you good at stuff like that? Like working with people and being organized?
Somewhat.
What are you doing right now? Because I'm just, the problem with being a psychic in the computer age is when I tune in and people at their workplaces, I just get people sitting at desks with computers, which is like, that could be anything. I think you're in some sort of administrative management thing. Yeah.
I'm not doing anything right now. I'm not working. I'm actually looking for work.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said you had a job. My bad. These earphones are from 7-Eleven because my other ones fell into my coffee this morning. Actually, I don't think you actually want a job is part of the problem. So look around for something you'd enjoy. You are really good with interacting with people. What's that Mark Twain quote? I love humanity. It's people I can't stand. You're very patient with people. What's that like? I could see you working in a local like boutique hotel. If there's one, there's like a tourist hotel near you, you'd be very good concierge. You'd be very good behind the desk. I would look for something like that because it feels like there's a big need for, I don't know, for some reason I'm getting hospitality or something else. I want you to have fun at what you're doing. This is crazy.
I have actually worked with like that before. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. You know, this is going to sound nuts, but are you very good at like fixing up the inside of a house, like interior design stuff? Do you have a natural flair for that?
I have an interest.
Yeah, I'm getting that for you. Being an in-house interior designer, you can take some online courses or you can just walk in and lie. A lot of places like Pottery Barn have in-house people will help people decorate. You'd be really good at that too. You're very good at telling people what to do in a way that doesn't sound like you're telling them what to do. I bet you're a really good mom. Mm-hmm. Funny, because you're very, I get a sense, you're nice too. Actually, you know what? You're not that nice, but you're very kind. Different. You're a little too honest to be nice. Sorry. Does that honesty get you in trouble sometimes?
Well, it has in the past, yes.
Has in the past? I don't like the idea of you being stuck behind a computer. I want you interacting with people and having a nice time doing it. 2 minutes. Let me see what else. Ask me another question, my dear. Please.
There was a job that I had worked at before, and I was just wondering if I should go back to that job.
I liked that job. What was it? Which of the three?
It was working with animals.
Oh, boy. Yeah, animals and people. You're good with animals. You could be a professional pet sitter. One of my best friends in the world does that. She's like a glamorous pet sitter for the stars. Great at it. You make a lot of money that way. There's a site called Rover where you can get pet sitting gigs. I like the working with animals thing, but I think there's something new coming up you might also enjoy. The working with animals thing was fun because the people who worked there were very nice and they got you and it was kind of like a family atmosphere. Or you're one of those people that dogs walk up to in the street and they're like, you, it's you, I know you. Okay, we've got 60 seconds. Did that help at all?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. And I'm glad I was accurate about stuff. I'm so glad you called. I'm going to have to say
well, thank you.
Take care until next week. And Donna, thank you for calling in. I hope that helps. Everybody else, I hope you enjoyed the psychic weather and the psychic tarot weather. And we had an eclipse Monday. And so you might be feeling the reverberations for that until April 5th. So think back to what you're doing and thinking about Monday. And then on April 5th, look around and see if the stuff you were doing on Monday has indeed turned into a thing in your life. That sounded vague, but I know what I meant, and that's the important thing. Anyway, I love you. That color looks great on you. And have a great week. I'm Perry Lyons, sending you love and light from New York, New York.
Bye.